All right. All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the Point West Public Infrastructure District. Today is May 6th. It's 2:33 p.m. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. For our call to order, if everyone could state their name for the recording and the record, we'll start with the board. Walk your chair. Do you want to start?
Yeah, Walker Wood, member of the board.
Seth Robertson, member of the board.
David Hutchison, with CLA.
It is everyone I show on the call. We do have Christy Barker back at the anchor location. Christy, do we have any members of the public?
No.
Okay. First item up, board meeting minutes from our February 4th meeting. Have you guys had a chance to review those? Do they look accurate?
I reviewed them. I do not have any questions or comments or concerns.
Okay. Could I get a motion, Seth?
I'll make a motion to approve the board meeting minutes from February 4th, 2025.
No, second.
Thanks, Walk. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
That is unanimous. All right. I'll quit sharing and let David share.
All right. Thanks, Michael. So for Point West Public Infrastructure District, financial statements for Q1, March 31st, 2025, in the balance sheet. To start off, in the general fund, in the working capital fund account, we have $25,526, and we have accounts payable of $11,466. In the debt service fund, the bond fund account has $2, reserve fund, $172,659. And in the capitalized interest fund account, we have $400 rounded. In the capital projects fund, in the construction fund account, we have $2,561,052. And in the cost of issuance fund, the 2024 account, $8,433. And like we discussed in those other meetings, Seth will. We'll get an email out to get that transferred over to.
On this one, does it have to go to the construction fund, or can it go to the debt service or the working capital fund?
Got to go in the capital projects fund.
Okay.
Basically, okay. Seth, if you look at those, the way I would explain it is they're kind of siloed, so vertically siloed. So if they're in that one, they have to go, they have to stay in that one.
Okay. With the working capital fund, if we deplete that through the year though, can we tap into the capital projects fund if there's funds
yes.
there?
Yep.
Same thing for interest?
The interest or the
debt capitalized service? Interest?
No, for like debt service, if there's a bond payment, we have exhausted our debt service fund.
Okay, gotcha.
And we have money available in our capital projects fund. Can we use the capital projects funds to fund debt service?
I don't know on that one. I would think so, but David, if I haven't looked at the indenture on that.
Yeah, that might be a question for UMB also. I can try and find something in the...
I don't even know that we need to know now. I was just curious, as we're behind on this particular project, we might run into exhausting that debt service fund. And so I was just curious.
Got it. Yeah.
We can look at it closer when we get closer to that time period.
Yeah. So the first thing that will be this capitalized interest fund will go first, and then the reserves afterwards. But yeah, we can either reach out to UMB just to throw that question out there, or look at the indenture and see if we can see if that's something that's able to be pulled from these construction funds if this gets used up first. But yeah, we'll look into that.
My gut reaction, Seth, would be yes, because the bondholders would want to get paid back, right? That would kind of take their priority. But what is the bond payment? Do you know, David?
Yeah, let's go down here. We have So we have June 1st and December 1st. So this is the total for the year. So we're looking that half of that in on June 1st and then half of that on, in December. So 169,000 or 170,000, let's just round it to make it easy. And let's go back up here again real quick.
We've got enough to cover the June payment, but we'll then we'll go into the reserve fund.
Reserve fund for the December payment, and then we'll have the June payment again for the following year. So yeah, we have a year and a half worth of payments between the capitalized interest and the reserve fund. A little bit more than that, but.
But once we go into that reserve fund, we're going to get dinged. And
I think once you hit the reserve fund, you have to disclose that to the bondholders that you've tapped into that reserve fund. I don't know how that affects the district as far as, the specific, like you say, being dinged, but it is at least a disclosure that they need to be aware of, and then that lets them know that kind of the situation where the district's in.
But I don't think it's a ding because the district doesn't have a credit rating unless we're going to refinance the bonds at some time in the future, which there would be no plan to. I think they just want to know, hey, you know, like you said, maybe we're a little behind. When do you guys think you'll start getting assessments coming in?
We hope to be able to develop these lots and get them sold starting in October, which will then start bond payments. But we're making decisions right now regarding that. So I just wanted to be prepped and understand it so we can communicate clearly with those that may have questions.
Right. Sounds like, I didn't do the actual math, but it sounds like we're going to be close to a year and a half worth of payments.
Yeah, so we have a little more than a year and a half in there as of right now, plus any interest that's earned on those funds over the next, year and a half too. And then, so if lots are starting to be sold in October of this year, that'll start to bring some of those assessments in, and that will also stretch those funds out. So sorry, let me zoom in a little more on that if you needed.
Yeah, my eyes are getting terrible, sorry.
Oh, mine are too.
So I guess, Seth, the question would be, are we going to get enough in assessments by December 1st of 26 of at least 75,000 to make that payment once we run out of the others? I would think yes.
There's a whole bunch of variables to that. We just need to know how that works so we can make our decisions. So how would we, places assessments on phases two and three. So we're just going to have to ask questions. Well, do we want to pay it all off with phase two and then let phase three be free and clear? Because if we stretch it to phase three, phase three is totally dependent upon, how sales go in phase two. Do we want to, et cetera, et cetera. It could push into 27. If we find a bulk buyer, it could be all done spring of 26, so forth and so on. But I just want to make sure I have an understanding of these questions so that when we make those decisions of, phase three, how do we want to do phase three? Do we want to pay off all these assessments with phase two, et cetera, et cetera? We kind of have a good understanding of the ramifications and how that will affect things.
Okay. I will ask Matt, and then we'll also look at the indenture. David, so if you want to look too.
My final question is, we said it's about 80, 85,000 every 6 months. So if we have them all paid off the month before, or at that 6 month, is it the balance of that 6 months, or is this interest accumulating throughout the year monthly, and it's whatever, and that's what's due? Or if we get them all paid off the day before and there's a zero balance the day the bond payment is due, is then we don't owe anything? Is it just taking the balance as of that 6 month period, or is it accruing every month an interest balance that then we have to pay at the end of the 6 months?
I believe the model's set up to accrue the interest of that 6 months and then have that payment made out, at that 6 month mark.
Interest is due every month, but we only pay it every 6 months.
It's only paid every 6 months on the June 1st and December 1st date, right?
Okay.
Yeah, we don't make principal payments till 29, so everything right now is interest.
That helps me.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yep, we'll get the specifics on any possible transfer out of the capital projects.
Let me make a note of that real quick before I forget.
I've never had anyone ask that before, Seth, so I don't know the answer off the top of my head.
I don't know that we want to do that. I just want to know what the answer is.
Yeah. It might be dedicated until, well, let's see. Now we have had one other district that, but there that it was a different situation where they were on a deadline that after that specific deadline, the funds had to be returned. And
Oh,
so
yeah.
that was a little different than this. But yeah, we'll take a look, see what we can find in the indenture, and at least that way you know the options of what you have.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So let's see. Moving from the balance sheet then to the general fund statement of revenues, expenditures, and changes in fund balances. We've had interest income of $314. We've had expenditures accounting $2,220. Insurance $2,149 and legal fees of $735. That gives us an ending fund balance of $14,059 or $60 rounded. And moving on to the debt service fund, we've had interest income of $2,767 and that gets us to an ending fund balance of $259,061. And in the capital projects fund, revenues, we've had interest income of $27,947. And that gets us to an ending fund balance of $2,569,485. Yes, with that, are there any other questions or anything you'd like to look at a little more?
Not regarding budgets and regarding budgets.
Okay. All right. I guess no other questions. I'll turn it back to you then, Michael.
Okay. So if there's nothing, could we get a motion then to accept the financials as presented?
I'll make a motion to accept the first quarter financials as presented.
Thanks, Seth.
And I'll second.
Thanks, Walk. All those in favor say aye.
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 That's unanimous. That's everything I show. Do you guys have anything for us?
I do have a question for you, Michael. If this project needs to purchase water,
Okay.
can the district purchase that water and then dedicate it to the city?
Yes. And that's permissible out of the capital projects money.
And so
Yes.
we would just make a request, or if we get that water under contract, we can contract it under the district. And then, as far as deeding it then over to the city, or like, I guess my question is, it's what I'm trying to avoid is the developer. I mean, they can buy it, But then they've got to go find the funds to do it for that gap until the district can reimburse them, right? So I'm just trying to eliminate that gap of having the district pay for it. Would I just submit the contract to UMB and say, hey, cut a check to this guy?
I think it would be no different than, say, what you've done before with engineering firms or with, you know, whoever's going to do the grading or whatever. I think it would be the same. Let's just get a W-2, explain what it's for, or a W-9, sorry. Explain what it's for, just like we would go through the normal application process.
So just
I'll double check with Matt.
In the past, and when we do those jobs, we just submit the invoices as the support. Here, would we just submit the contract?
I would think so.
As the supporting document?
Yeah. I mean, other districts, we've done water rights and water shares, but it's always been the developer, and then we pay the developer back. But I would think it's no different for the district to purchase them and then be able to convey it over to the city. The key is, long as a public entity owns the asset, whatever it's going to be, then the district can, the infrastructure can be bought from the district's funds.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'll talk with Matt about the process, but I'm thinking it's going to be the same as what we normally do.
It's probably a better question for UMB because they're the ones that got to cut the check. So what do we got to get them to make them comfortable?
Yeah, that's true. So, okay.
Okay.
Can you do me a favor? I forgot when we were at range, I need Nick to sign the audit engagement letter. What reminded me was when David was going through the general fund and I saw the audit line item. You guys have signed Point West. I need Nick to sign the range one.
Have you sent it to him?
Yeah. And I'm clicking a reminder right now to him.
Okay. I'll remind him.
Okay. Yeah, you two are good about signing everything. So, all right. Anything else?
I have nothing else. I will make a motion to adjourn.
Thanks.
I'll second.
Thanks, Walk. All those in favor, say aye.
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 Okay. Thanks. See you guys in what?